Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, am I petty or what? I'm happy that others are now suggesting Independence Hall, big names, where President Trump ought to go. Thank you on Twitter and social media, Facebook, those of you that recognize. Been saying that for a few weeks. I still think the president wants to do a rally. I told you that's the sense I have, that he wants to do a rally on the 29th. As opposed to a State of the Union. The only other place to do the State of the Union would have been the Senate, probably, that has the gravitas, or Independence Hall, I still thought would work. That certainly has the gravitas. The assembly room there. Yeah, it could be done. It's closed. Well, just think of the reopening of it and the opening of the Liberty Bell, too. Melania opens the Liberty Bell up as he opens up the Independence Hall. Getting ready for the folks to come in for the State of the Union. So I've said this for the last couple of weeks. Several listeners said that to me, 3 weeks ago or whatever, and I've been running with that. Yes, I think that would be an excellent choice. I'm glad that other people are picking up on it. Thanks for those of you who recognize that I've been saying this for a while. Would you like that idea? Now, with a rally, that doesn't work. The rally's got to be in an arena, and I think there will be a rally. Maybe in Ohio, maybe in Pennsylvania. Those are the two that are very, very likely. I wouldn't be surprised. The president seems to like central Pennsylvania, gets the best response there. So you can argue two bites at the apple. I'm not wildly disappointed by that. We'll break it down and get to all. Of course, the other side touting Nancy Pelosi shows him again. That Chris Hayes guy, on MSNBC last night. This shows that Nancy Pelosi knows the Constitution. Oh, my goodness. Wouldn't you like to quiz her on that? But I want to lead with the ongoing situation. Now we have Mr. Phillips, Nathan Phillips. He was on the Today Show today, and this guy is very difficult to pin down, as I expected. Not that Savannah Guthrie was trying to pin him down effectively. And he has a classic passive-aggressive. This is the Native American, quote, elder, quote, Vietnam veteran. Remember those terms in just a few days, how they've been sort of debunked a bit? Who he claims in this interview that he was just trying to get to a safe space, parting the ways, the Red Sea, if you will, of all these tomahawk-chopping students. And he still maintains chanting, build a wall, build a wall. Even though NBC says they can't find any of that, they have Zapruder filmed it. But there is one part in this interview I want to lead with. This is Nathan Phillips now with Savannah Guthrie, just from this morning's Today Show, in which in his passive-aggressive style, he's asked about Nick Sandman, who reminds me of morning show producer Matt, who's here today. Kind of looks like him, I'm just saying. I said it yesterday. We have to get that up, Bill. We got to get Matt's face up there and see if we can tell that from Nick Sandman. And he talks about Sandman sounding coached and insincere. This is as passive-aggressive, this guy, as you're going to hear. Here's his analysis when asked, well, what do you think of the young man who was blocking you?
I was upset I was made to sit down and watch it.
Why is that?
I read his statement, and then when I got into the first, somebody tried to show it to me before I went to my prayer ceremony, and I got into about the first 30 seconds, 40 seconds of it, and I said, well, that's all I needed to hear.
And what was your reaction to it? How did it make you feel? What did you think about his words and his explanation and his version of this encounter?
Coached and putting up for him, insincerity, lack of responsibility. You know, those are the words I came up with, but then I went to go pray about it. And then I woke up with this forgiving heart, and so I forgive him.
You gotta love it. You talk about passive aggressive. This guy ought to be out there on the circuit telling people how they can diminish, attack others, and then be, he's always praying. He's praying about everything. But he's got to tell you, Savannah. Now, let's break this down. I am so glad, he goes on later on in this interview, Nathan Phillips, to say that the kid's got a PR firm. Did you know that? Well, thank God he does. Thank God these kids do. And why do they need a PR firm? Because of the unrelenting attacks, even by the hierarchy of their own church. You should know this morning, this is an angle I'm proud of that we're talking about that maybe he's not talked about enough, how the flock is not being protected by the hierarchy. I still haven't found, and I'm waiting for Archbishop Chaput's column. I think it comes out during the show today, his weekly column. He hasn't said anything negative. A lot of bishops have. The bishop, though, in Covington, the diocese there, has issued the order. He doesn't want these students doing any more media. No more media, okay? How are they supposed to defend themselves? What is it with this hierarchy? Well, it's bad he's out there doing the minute. No, it's bad for you, buddy, that he's out there talking about it. It's not bad for reality and the truth. So thank God these kids have lawyers and PR firms. By the way, Robert Barnes was on with me yesterday. We'll play you that a little bit throughout the show. He's the attorney who set the clock ticking. We're now at 24 hours. Tomorrow it'll be the deadline to have all these people who went after the Covington kids and then did not retract it, that they face libel defamation suits. I never on Twitter have gotten so many retweets and likes. It was astounding when we posted the interview. It was only five and a half minutes yesterday. I'll play you a little bit because you may not have listened to the entire show yesterday. That's a mistake. You should be. But the point is that this is an amazing situation here with this Robert Barnes, because this guy has gotten now Congresswoman Omar. She's the new Muslim female representative from Minnesota who has been outrageous on Twitter to delete the tweets that she put up about these kids. But she hasn't retracted what she said. She accused them of saying to women, it's not a rape if you enjoy it. Nonsense like that. That's what she's accused them, among other things. There's no evidence of this, just like there's no evidence of build that wall. If there were, so what? But I'd love to get your reaction to this. This is insincere. We played you Nick Sandman yesterday. Sounds coached. Look, he's only a 16-year-old. He was buttoned up. He was thoughtful. He knew what he would try to say with Guthrie. And why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he do that? Why would you not do that? Given so many elements out there that are just looking to ruin your life. Of course you would do that. Nathan Phillips doesn't need to do that because he says whatever the heck he wants and people spin it for him. All right, so we have more then. After that initial thing about insincere, coach, they start to get into, did you in fact hear, even though CBS, NBC yesterday said, they have Zapruder filmed this, they can find no evidence of people chanting, build that wall at the Native Americans or anything else. Here's Phillips' response.
Did you hear anyone say, build that wall? It isn't audible on the video clips, I think, that are out there, but did you hear that?
You know, I did hear that. And I have seen some out there on the internet where there's, you can hear them saying, build that wall.
Now, see, this would be challenged.
How did you feel in that moment? Did you yourself feel threatened?
Well, all that anger was directed at those four individuals, the black Israelites and the youth there. and it was getting really explosive. And so when I started praying, I asked Creator God to protect me, to stand with me, and I was just to witness what was happening.
A lot of mumbo jumbo, a lot of alleged praying, but apparently banging the drum in the face of the kid and going back and forth with this, that's a new mechanism to diffuse things. Now, there's one more that we pulled. Nathan Phillips maintains he was trying to walk away, but there was no place to walk. He was blocked.
Do you think, sir, you should have walked away?
That's what I was trying to do. I was trying to walk away. There was a spot. There was a place where I could take my people's, because we were surrounded. Mm-hmm. We couldn't go right. We couldn't go left, back, you know. And then that I was still in prayer, still singing. And then I was looking past the crowd. And I took that first step, and that crowd backed up. I took a second step, and that crowd started scattering or breaking apart there. And I took a third part, and I actually seen a clear space. I said, that's the space, and we started going that way. And from somewhere, this from a clear space, a person was there.
You feel you were blocked?
Oh, I was blocked.
All right, so that's his rendition of the facts. It doesn't look that. It looks like there's space to go in the middle of this. But I thought you'd like to hear that. That's the other guy in this. And I think that Sandman did talk to PR experts. But you can't turn a kid overnight into an actor in this interview with the kid. The 16-year-old kid did. If it's not in his heart and his mind of what he knows he was trying to do and what happened there. So, of course, what's the big deal that you would hire a PR firm to deal with this? Given your reputation, your life down the line, given the internet is on the line. That were DJ and Luke, of course we would. Of course we would try to answer it in the best way that we can. Because we know what the media does. They've given ample evidence they're continuing to do it. The biggest media narrative out there now, The Guardian and others saying this today, is that conservative media en masse won this one. They pounced and they took kids that should be pariahs and turned them somewhat into heroes. So it's conservative. Now, just think about that. Think of all the guns, and you know the story that the mainstream media has. And think about what they've been doing. Think about how they've been singed with this, how they tried to fight back. And the argument is, nope, the reality is these kids did all this stuff, and conservative media is all powerful, and we bailed them out.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon, on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.